during this season how you have loved us.
在这个季节里，你是多么的爱我们。
I pray that you open our spiritual eyes.
我求主，你能够打开我们的灵眼。
Open our spiritual ears.
打开我们的属灵的耳朵。
And our hearts.
还有我们的心。
That I pray your Holy Spirit will soften our heart.
求主，你的圣灵能够软化我们坚硬的心。
I pray that you break the bondage of sin.
求主能够切断断开我们与罪的连结。
Break the bondage of our hardness or stubbornness.
求主能够打开我们坚硬的心，坚硬的灵。
I pray you break the bondage of sin in our life.
求主能够脱去我们罪恶在我们生命中的影响。
That we may live a life according to your heart and your will.
让我们活出属于你的这个属于你的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
In the end of the year.
在这个年末的时候。
The end of the year is a festival year. It's a festival time. Festive time.
这个年末的时候是这个节假日聚集的时候。
And it's also when people and their family get together, right?
对啊，节假日就是这个家人啊朋友大家都聚集在一起庆祝。
Remember last Sunday we had a Thanksgiving dinner?
大家还记得我们上周日我们有一个感恩节的一个晚餐吗？
Yeah, and then we're gonna have more of those.
不要惊奇，我们接下来会有更多的这样的活动。
But in the festive time, I really want to think about today is interesting because when we read the scripture today.
对，今在这个节日的季节，我们要重点声明的是，今天这个经文，当我读到这个经文的时候
，It's also talking about a festive time.
它也是在告诉你一个节日的一个时候。
可以袁山把经文打出来吗？Because remember last Sunday when our guest speaker he came and then we read the scripture about Jesus entering into Jerusalem.
我们上期的那个讲员，我们讲的是当耶稣基督进入这个耶路撒冷的时候。
And then when people came, when he entered Jerusalem, all the people hailed him as king and celebrated him.
当这个耶稣基督进到耶路撒冷城的时候，所有的人都在对他夹道欢迎。然后说主啊，你是我们的主。
So it was a celebrative time, right?
那是一个庆祝的一个节日的庆祝节日的季节，对不对
？And then, and it says here in the Bible says it is actually it's a time of Passover. It's where all the people will gather in the place of Jerusalem and celebrate.
对，这个季节同样也是一个把过去的一切都。去除了一个季节，因为所有的人都在那个地方，大家一起在敬拜，一起在庆祝。
Yeah, 就是逾越节 is when all the Israelites come and gather in Jerusalem, and to celebrate an important event.
逾越节就是一个非常重要的节日，是所有的以色列人到耶路撒冷在那里庆祝这个节日。
It's just like today when during this important during the important festival time of the year, all the people gather together and celebrate for important events, right?
对，就像我们现在这个在年末的时候，有很多这个节假日，然后我们大家都一起聚集在一起来庆祝这些重要的节日，就是一个道理。
But then sometimes when we celebrate so many years and years and years, and you've kind of forgot what's the point of celebrating.
对，就像我们一年一年都过着一样的节日，有的时候我们就渐渐忘记了我们这个是什么，我们在庆祝一些什么样的节日。
In a certain way, it's just like us, and then it's just like the Bible in here, same thing. These Israelites, they all go to Jerusalem and celebrate again. But however, sometimes they might be just doing this because it's a tradition.
对，就像这个圣经中说的，很多以色列人就是去一到这个逾越节的时候就去耶路撒冷，但是他们这个年复一年，也许他们忘了自己正在庆祝些什么节日，他们只记得这个重复的去这个日子就应该去耶路撒冷。
And they actually forgot probably that Passover. Who is the key of Passover? Passover 就是逾越节。
哦，对。 他们这时候他们已经忘去了这个中心的这个逾越节庆祝的中心的目的是干什么。
If we know, if here most of us are Christian, do you know what is Passover?
我知道了，我们在大部分人都是逾越，都是这个基督徒。你们知道这个逾越节的真理是这个主要是要干什么吗？
有人要回答吗？逾越节是干嘛的？不知道。Okay, so Passover actually is a time they remember over 2,000, no, now it's like 4,000 almost. Okay, so many, 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 many years ago when they leave Egypt.
对，逾越节是纪念啊，很多很多年前他们出了埃及，离开了埃及。以色列人离开了埃及。
If you know the story of the Bible of the Ten Commandments of,
如果大家知道经文里的十诫的话。
So you know of the story how the Israelites they were slaves in Egypt.
你们知道这个以色列人以前在埃及是做奴隶。
And then how they were saved? How did they come leave Egypt?
他们是怎么样被神带领离开了出了埃及
？Remember they have 10 plagues.
你看大家记得这有十灾。
然后 and then God performed 10 miracles basically.
然后上帝基本上彰显了十个神迹。
And then they finally was able to leave Egypt.
到最后，终于他们可以从埃及出来。
And then that moment they celebrated by killing a lamb.
他们那个时候就为了庆祝他，他们就杀了一个小羊羔。
And then used the blood of this lamb to paint on the door frame.
用这个羊羔的血就涂抹在他的这个门框上。
And then they have to eat the lamb and then get ready themselves, eat unleavened bread.
他们那个时候就要吃掉这个羊，然后吃掉。
Yeah, yeah, 是一个被烤的那个羊 ，and then 还有那个无酵饼。
哦，还有无酵饼。
So they have to gather their stuff and get moving because they need to leave Egypt.
对，这个时候他们其实就是要把自己准备好，因为他们这个时候要离开埃及。
So they were.They also Passover is to remember what God has done in their life.
逾越节其实是为了让他们想起上帝对他们这个以色列人做了些什么。
It's what God has, how God saved them.
是上帝如何从埃及人的手里拯救他们出来的。
How God delivered them from the evil and persecuting and oppressive kingdom, which is Egypt.
上帝是从怎么样把他们从这些让他们做奴做牛做马这种对他们对待像牲口一样的国家中解救出来的
？Amen.
Amen.
So, but then after 4,000 years of celebrating the same thing,
但是经过了四千年的这个庆祝一样的事情
，You might feel like, oh, the same old, same old. You probably don't remember why, right?
对，这种周而复始的东西很容易让你这个忘记这个它原来的真谛。
And the same thing for us is not the same thing for the Israelites. In the similar way, it's same thing for us sometimes.
同样的事情在我们身上也会发生。
So over and over, how should I say? Like now we come to the end of the year. We come to Christmas time again. What's this Christmas time for? Right? It's to remember what God has done for us. Amen.
就像我们现在到了年终年底，马上就要庆祝这个。圣诞节，大家还记得圣诞节是为了做什么吗？其实是为了庆祝我们主耶稣基督的生日。Right?
Amen.、
Yeah.
It's to remember what He has done. That, but then sometimes we get lost in the midst of busyness and we forgot the true meaning of the season.
我们在繁忙的生活中，也许会忘了我们这个圣诞节不仅仅是一个节假日，而是我们为了纪念主为我们做过些什么，并且纪念主的诞生。
Yeah.But at the same time, I want to go back to the scripture here is think about that as a background. And then when we read this, and then I pray the Lord will reveal his heart to you.
对，我们刚才把刚才讲的话当做一个背景，然后我们现在来回到经文中。
Okay, but can we all read together? Like read in Chinese is fine.
我们大家可以用中文就可以，一起来我们读一下这个经文吗？以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候， 魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随即把手倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干，挨到西门彼得。彼得对他说：主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说：我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说：你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说：我若不洗你，你就与我无分了。西门彼得说：主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。耶稣说：凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说：你们不都是干净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，主人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
I think that's it.
Okay.
好，就这样子。
好，先读到这里。
So when we talk about it is in the time of a festive time, right?
对，现在我们大家说到这是一个假日。假日的季节。
And then Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
对，上帝，这时候耶稣也知道现在那个时间正好是他要回天国的这个时间了。
So if you can imagine, like what you're saying, everybody is celebrating and be very happy and merry, trying to eat and enjoy the moment.
大家可以想象一下，当所有其他人都在准备过节，大家都张灯结彩，准备迎接这个节日的时候。
But then Jesus was there, and he was the only one who knew what is going to come.
但耶稣是唯一一个知道接下来会发生什么，在他的身上会发生什么。
That he knows that why he was here, he came to the earth for, that he was going to go to the cross.
他知道自己将来去十字架，然后会为了赎整个地上所有人的罪。
And then he knew that Judah, someone is going to betray him.
他知道他的门徒犹大将会背叛他。
And then the disciple didn't know what is going to happen.
但是其他的这个门徒并不知道将来会发生什么事情。
And then one of his very close disciple who believed he is the Messiah would also disown him three times.
就是西门彼得是一个对，就是完全相信他是主耶稣基督的一个人，是一个多么信，就是个虔诚信谦卑虔诚信实的人，但是还是三次不认主。
In the midst of all this chaos,
就是在这所有的这种混乱当中
，that we can see who Jesus really is the core.
我们可以看到耶稣的本质，他究竟是什么
？And how he shine his love through the midst of darkness.
他是怎么样用他的爱来光照在这个黑暗的世界里。
Amen. And we say the verse first, it says, Jesus knew the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
就像这个约翰福音这个十三章第一节中所说的。
对，可以翻第一节吗？他说，
就是逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
So we talk about how he loved us to the end.
他说他爱我们到底。
How did Jesus love us to the end?
这个耶稣是怎么样爱我们到底的呢？
During his lifetime, he's always loved us, right? It's like when he was still alive and well and able to move and just like all of us normal time, right?
对啊，就是在他像平常的时候，他活着的时候，他一直是爱我们的。
He fed the 5,000.
他让五千人吃饱。
He healed the sick.
他 他医治那些有残疾然后有病症的人。
He was with the disciple all the time.
他在与他的门徒，他教导他，经常跟他的门徒在一起。
Has been their friend.
成为他们的朋友。
And also been their teacher.
成为他们的老师。
So he has always loved his disciples during the when he was alive.
他在世的时候，他一直是爱着他的这个门徒的。
How about when he was during the toughest time of his life?
对于，但是现在是在他的这个人生中最艰难的时候。
And how did he choose to show his love?
这个时候他是怎么选择用什么方式来彰显他的爱呢？
So may I ask you, if you were in the toughest time, how would you still show love to other people?
现在我问大家一个问题，当你在最艰难的时候，你会怎么样彰显你对其他人的爱呢？
Or maybe you don't have love to share at the time.
也许那个时候你过于苦读，过于紧张，并没有想这个告诉别人爱别人的意思。
你那时候可能都只想自己，我都快死了，哪有时间去想别人 ，right？But I'm just throwing out a question. If you were in a tough situation, how would you choose to show love?And I want to say, Jesus chose to show love through service, act of service.
就是刚才就想让大家问，也说扪心自问一下，就是我们在这个最困难的时候会怎么样彰显我们的爱？但是神这时候在他最困难的时候彰显他，通过这个洗门徒的脚，通过服侍，然后来显示出他的爱来。
I'm just going to throw, how does love look like to you? Is it something just emotional, just a high and just a feeling, and then it will go?
对于大家来说，我不知道你们认为爱是什么样的东西。爱难道就是一种感觉，一种
只是很短暂的，或是很快就会过去的？
嗯、
还是I'm trying to try, or is it something that will last forever.
还是爱是一种东西可以持久恒久的呢？
And I really think that in this scripture here, you see what true love is in action.
我相信大家在这段经文中能看到在行动中 的真爱是什么样的，是什么样子的。
That the life is happening at that moment.
那个时候这个爱正在那个时候彰显。
Mm-hmm.So often, sometimes I feel like we are so easily missed out on the things in life.
有的时候我们在想，我们在生活中很容易、很轻易的去错过了很多的事情。
Sometimes love happens right in front of you, and it's such a small act of love. Somebody who gives you water.
有的时候爱就是在我们生活中有些很小的地方，但是我们很容易忽视。比如说某个人给你端了一杯水。
Or somebody who just gives you a jacket.
也就是在你寒冷的时候，某个人递过来一个夹克
，or some small reminder，
或者是一个小小的善意的提醒
，or they're just trying to even like my like or how they prepare a meal for you，
或者是他为你做饭。
There's a lot of little things of love that is in action in your life。
好多这个爱都是从这些小事中体现出来的。
I wonder if you would miss them.
我在想大家是否忽略了他们。
And then so, but the thing is, you know, these love acts of love, these acts of service is a consistent thing. There are small things in life, but you know, it matters.
就像我们生活中这些持续发生的很小的事情，虽然它很小，但是它很重要。
Because they will add up.
是因为这些小小的事情，它会一点一点的累积起来。
Just like couples, if they fight over the small things,
就像这个夫妻之间一样，如果他们经常为了鸡毛蒜皮的小事吵架的话
，Why? How come you don't wash your dishes?
你今天怎么没有洗碗
？How come you didn't take care of the garbage?
你今天怎么没有扔垃圾
？And then if these little things add up,
如果这些小事情一点点
，small fights add up,
这些小的这个争吵一点点的积累起来
，And then eventually, maybe one a couple times is okay, you can forgive, right?
也许一两次大家都可以忍受嘛。
But then if it adds up,
但如果一直这样加起来、积累起来
，What will happen?
会发生什么事情呢？
对，就拜拜了 ，right?
没有，
还没有拜拜 ，Yeah. oh, 不在乎了. Okay, that's pretty good. But I'm saying is, if these little things add up in your hearts, it will become bigger, right? It will become add up, and then you become oblivious. You don't see those things as the little things as loved anymore. You just become added up in your heart. It could become a divorce. Who knows?
对，如果这些小的事情，这些小小的苦读，在你心中一点一点积累起来的话，也许变成一个很大的苦读。
Mm-hmm. And I still remember an example is one when pastor one time he gave us an example was this. There was this couple. There was this beautiful wife, and she cannot do housework.
哦，大家还记得牧师以前举的一个例子，说一个非常美丽的一个家庭主妇，她不能做这个家务活。
And then her husband, before he married her, he thinks that oh, she's like so beautiful as an angel.
她的丈夫这个结婚之前认为这个女生这么漂亮，像这个天使一样。
And then marries her, and then at home she doesn't do any housework, and then he become bitter.
当这两个人结婚之后，但这个丈夫突然发现这个美丽的新娘竟然不会做任何的这个家务活。
And then he became bitter, and then he just complained, and then forgot about all the lovely things that they've done towards each other.
然后这个丈夫就心中就生了苦毒，然后就开始埋怨，然后一直就说，埋怨的时候他就忘了他们之前所做过的任何浪漫的事情，所有浪漫的事情，他只记得这些痛苦。
And then when pastor gave them a marital counseling, then pastor told that guy, "What has changed?"
这是件真事儿，然后我们的牧师就对他们的这个婚姻做辅导的时候，就说问他一个问题，问那个丈夫：“这个你们的生活中到底改变了些什么吗？和之前有什么不同吗？”这个女生有什么不一样？
No, she did not change, right? She was still the same.
这个女生一直没有变，她一直是这样的。She
was still beautiful after she got married.
她的结婚之后依然很漂亮。
She still didn't know how to do housework before and now.
她之前也不会做家务。
But then how come now you don't like her?
但是现在你为什么不爱她了呢？
Because when you two truly live together, the real love in action, right?
当我们这个真正的生活在一起的时候，我们的这个在这个行动中的爱。
Then you will kind of see what kind of love this kind of it is, right?
对，我们在生活中的小事中才可以发现一个人他对爱的表现。
Remember, it is so interesting because today we read John 13, and then another famous scripture in the Bible talking about love. Where is it in?
现在我们可以看到这个，我们今天读的这个约翰福音十三章，其实是一个非常有名的这个讨论。
爱的经文在圣经当中，还有另外一段很有名的爱的经文是在哪里？哥林多前书哪里啊？十三章， It's also in the chapter of 13 of First Corinthians, which is 什么 ？Love is，
那个是爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient, right? Love is kind. Love it does not envy, does not boast, is not proud. 你可以帮我念一下。
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂，不做失礼的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易动怒，不计较人的过犯，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。So
I finished reading. It does not dishonor other. It is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. So it came to me that, wow, you know how in John 13, God was doing love in action, in service. And it's kind of linked to 1 Corinthians 13. It's kind of interacting as explaining what true love is.
大家可以看到，其实这两组经文中间是有联系的。这个在哥伦多前书这一段经文告诉大家爱是什么样子的，但是在这个约翰福音第十三章，耶稣是用他的实际行动来彰显了这个经文，告诉他们爱应该是怎么样的。Amen.
And then I just want to go here. How did Jesus? What kind of love that Jesus has for us? And I'm just gonna give you a different point. I'll say the first thing that Jesus' love was so overwhelming is it breaks the status quo.
Status quo.
就是我也不知道中文怎么说. Real love breaks the status quo.
就是 神的爱可以打破这些所有的偏见、right?
所有的身份地位
的束缚
it puts away the scale of what you deserve and what you're supposed to be treated but it puts away what you deserve or your status because you don't hold these things as something important compared to the person in front of you
爱这个东西一旦真的爱是 不会在乎他这个衡量你应该得到多少爱的真正的爱是当你完全被你眼前所爱的人所吸引所以的话你会不计所有的后果不计所有的这种衡量的来爱他
Yeah And here you can see Jesus who is our master
大家可以看到这个时候耶稣是我们的老师
Yet he became a servant
然而他现在却成为一个仆人
Another places that reminds me of is how the prodigal son returned home what the father did to the son
这个时候大家还记得当时我们最著名的就是小浪子的故事当小浪子回到这个父亲的时候这个父亲对他做了些什么
It's like when a noble person it's like the prince charming
就像这个
白马王子
哦，白马王子
It's like a noble person
就像一个非常高尚的一个人
He break out of his status quo He fall in love with a poor maiden
对就像那个白马王子与这个
灰
姑
娘
的
故事
对他们就打破了一切这个世俗的眼光的限制
So how come we always love to hear this kind of story?
对我们为什么这么喜欢听这种故事呢
Because that's when you see, oh my God, that's true love.
当我们听到这个故事的时候，大家想，哎，这真的是真爱啊。
Because it breaks the rule.
因为它根本就打破了所有的规则。
If it's in the normal sense, like a prince supposed to marry a princess, right? Somebody who's in the same level.
它并不是像我们平常看到那样或者想的那样，就是嫁就是同样的人叫门当户对，王子就应该嫁给公主，就应该娶公主。
And the poor should stay poor.And the segregation, there's a separation, right?
这是有一个非常大的一个分水岭，一个隔阂。穷人就应该是穷的，富人就该是富的，这两者之间永远不可能有交集。
But you know why I said Jesus' love is in action here?
大家可以看到耶稣的爱在这个地方为什么在实际行动中
Because he's the first one who break the status quo.
他是第一个人去打破这个世界上所有的
常规。He was the king of kings. He was the most noble person in the entire universe.
他是万王之王，他是整个世界里最高尚、最崇高的一个人。
He was sinless. He was living in a great heaven, and he has everything.
他是无罪，他是清洁洁净的，他是住在天上，他是住在天上，活在天堂里的一个人。
He could have just stayed there and enjoy his life in heaven.
他可以就在天国里。继续享受，一直享受他的这个与天父之间美满的时光。
Yet he came to earth, right?
然而他选择来到这个地球上，来到我们世界当
中。The moment he became flesh,
当他在成为有血有肉的这一刻
，he already broke the status quo, right?
他已经打破了所有的常规，对不对呢
？He became like human. He was limited by a frame.
他成为了一个凡人，他在。他受了这个我们身体血肉的各种的限制。
And not just that, in this chapter, you see that he even break the status quo even more.
不仅仅是这样，大家可以在这个经文中看到，他这个打破了常规，他更多的打破了常规。
Is that he, as a teacher, he actually kneeled down. Imagine who would kneel, who do you kneel down to?
就他是一个老师，但是他却下跪为他的门徒洗脚。
Today, nowadays, we don't even kneel anymore.
对，大家可以想自己有的时候什么时候会下跪。我们在现在生活中也许从来没有不会下跪。
Right, but in the back in the times, maybe the people when they go see a king, they would kneel down, right?
当然古时候也许他们会看到一个国王之前，他们也要下跪。
Or now you go to people, you maybe go to the temple, you see people kneel down.
或是现在有人去这个寺庙，大家会看到有些人就会下跪。
But how often do we kneel down these days? We only kneel down to people who are more superior than us, right?
我们大家知道，现在这个我们下跪都是跪给这个感觉更比我们更高贵，或者是更更有崇高地位的人。
But do you kneel down to people who are less than you?
但是你会给这个比你差的人下跪吗？
And this is what Jesus is doing here.
这就是耶稣现在在这个章节中所做的。
That when he has to kneel before each disciple.
他在每个门徒的面前下跪。
He is king, but he kneels and serves.
他是王，但是他却下跪为他的门徒服务，服侍。
That's love.
这就是爱。
And the second thing is, his love is intentional.
第二个是他的爱是主观的，
就是他是。不是故是故意的吗？不是故意，我不知道怎么讲。
Yeah.
Intentional, it's not convenient. Not convenient, 不是随便，不是很方便的。
Oh, I see.
And you go out of your way to serve.
我了解。Okay. 他的爱其实是那种，不是为了方便爱你一下，他的爱是为了爱你而爱你。
嗯哼，他是有I don't know how to put it in Chinese, but it is intentional.Like he did the action with an in. He didn't just do it because it's easy to do, but he did it because he intend to show you love.
他这个表现他的爱，并不是我随手就爱你一下，就随手爱你一下。但是他这个爱是为了专门表现出我对你的爱，所以他才做的这些事情。
When you look at the scripture, he says he was already eating in his meal.
大家可以看到这个经文中他当时已经开始吃饭了。
你可以看第三节，可以帮我放第三节吗？第四节再下去。他就离席。That in English it says, he got up from his meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist.
从这个离席我们看出来，他当时其实在席上。在吃饭，但这个时候他离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿了一条手巾束腰。
That's why I said he was already eating. It was not even convenient. You know those days they lie down and eat.
但大家还记得当时我们这个所以他现在这个东西他并不是出于方便啊，去正好可以给人家洗脚，而是他现在已经在席上吃饭的时候，他起来站起来脱了衣服啊，然后给去做这个爱的动作。
I'll say probably the people you in that in those time. Probably people wash their own feet, or there's no servant around to do it for them. And Jesus was already eating.
那个时候也许大家都没有仆人，都是自己洗脚，没有仆人什么。但是这个时候，耶稣基督当时正在吃饭。
Someone else is supposed to serve him, actually.
其实应该有些人去服侍耶稣基督的。
Yet he got out of his way. He made the effort intended to serve them.
然而，耶稣基督却在当时起身要服侍那些他的门徒们。
Why is this a love?
为什么这是爱呢？
If you think about it, why does people want the things that is not easy? That why does people want diamond compared to a cheap ring?
大家有的时候想想，我们为什么喜欢这种？不是很容易得到的事情，比如说，我们大家更喜欢钻石而不是喜欢石头。
It is because it's rare.
因为它很珍贵。
Because it's costly.
因为它很昂贵。
Because it's hard to find.
因为它很难去找到。
Because it's expensive. It's intentional.
因为它是很贵重的，因为它是他特意去做的一些事情。
So it's like a man proposed to a woman if.How would he propose?
就像一个男生给女生求婚的时候，你觉得男生会怎么样求婚？
It really shows how intentional it was, right?
这个求婚的方式就会看出这个男生对这个女生有多么的就爱的一个程度。
It's like if it was just like 很简单 ，it's like oh, I just have a McDonald's meal and then I suddenly pop the question.
就相当于当男生向女生求婚的时候，男生就请她吃了一顿麦当劳，然后突然就问：“你愿意跟我结婚吗
？”You would think, are you kidding me?
你这时候就会在想，你在开玩笑吗
？Right? You would not do that.
男生是绝对不会这么做的。
Because it doesn't show 没有诚意 ，right? It doesn't show any intention.
因为这个行为中间没有任何的诚意，没有任何的 对女生的这种特意的爱。
But then, usually, if you want to propose, you will have a plan out day, and then have all the romantic details, maybe a flower, and maybe in the romantic dinner somewhere in the beach, whatever. I don't know.
所以的话，像男生一般这个求婚的时候，都在想一些非常这个浪漫的计划，比如说在海滩呐、啊，然后鲜花呀、玫瑰呀、啊，然后昂贵的餐厅啊之类的。
But then it is intentional. It shows the heart.
因为这些东西可以看出这个男的对这个爱的用心，可以看出他的爱。
It is out of your way.
这个爱并不是举手之劳，而是这个历经千辛万苦的这种爱。
And in a certain way, I feel like Jesus here, he's again, once again, he's showing that he intends to show love to you.
对，这就是神在这里所表现的这种刻意特意的爱。
He go out of his way. He took out his outer clothes. He kneeled down before you. He intend to serve.
他特意的离席站起来，脱了衣服，然后拿一条手巾束腰。他特意的为服侍他的门徒而去服务。
It's so that the people will feel his love.
所以这才能让所有的人能够感受到他的爱。
That's why I was using the example of how they proposed. Because why did the man go so far out?
这就是我刚才为什么用了这个求婚的这个例子？为什么这个男生要去这么远
？Like just give you another real life example. I just attended a friend's wedding not long ago.
就给大家一个现实生活中的例子。我不久之前刚参加了一个朋友的婚礼。
And then in the wedding, they share testimony.
在这个婚礼上，他们分享了见证。
He said, "How did I gain her heart?"
这个男生就说，我是怎么得到她的俘获、她的芳心的呢
？Yeah, that's you actually said it right. And then he said, "One time she was sick."
就是当这个女生在生病的时候。
She actually lives in the East Coast.
她住在东岸。
And then the guy heard that she was sick, and he bought a ticket, fly all the way to East Coast to take care of her.
就是当这个女生说自己病了的时候，这个男方就是买了一张机票，直接飞去东岸去照顾她。
And then for a couple days, and then the girl's heart melt.
对，过了几天，这个女生的心就完全的融化了。
And then, so yeah, that's why it's like a couple months ago. Then they got married, right?
然后他们就结婚了。
But then they did not tell us is that how much did the ticket cost?
但他们没有说这个。飞机票都到底多少钱
？Actually, we found out it was pretty cheap.
因为最后我发现它其实挺便宜的。
It was like $50 some.
我觉得50块钱。
But then he was like, but then the guy said, but you see the action, it's the action.
但是这个男方就说，你看这个重要的是这个过程，是这个动作，这个行为。
How he got out of his way to show love.
他是怎么样立刻起身，展现出他对这个女方的爱的
？And then he served her.
然后他。服侍他。
And I feel like, in the same way, I feel like God is trying so hard to tell you how much He loves you.
其实上帝可以看出来，在这个地方，他很用心的告诉你，他是有多么的爱你。
He got out of His way.
他离席而起。
He got so many times He go out of His way just so that you will experience His love.
他有多少次特意的起来，就是为了让我们。感受到他对我们的爱。
And then the third thing is, you know how true love is? It's risky because once you give, you may not reciprocate.
大家知道所有的这个真爱其实是非常的有风险的。你真正的真心的爱一个人，也许他并不会有应得的回报。
It's humbling.
真正的爱其实是一个谦虚。
Yeah, because it requires vulnerability and openness.
因为它需要一个人的这种破碎，还有一个人的这种敞开
，so that you can experience acceptance.
所以你能才能真正的感受到这种被接纳的感觉。
And then you see when Jesus kneeled down before the disciples, and Peter was shocked, basically.
当这个耶稣基督在这个门徒前下跪的时候，彼得当时就非常震惊，他的门徒。
He just like no, don't wash my feet.
不要洗我的脚。然后彼得说，不要洗我的脚。
In another words, right? Because he says, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
就是换一句话说，就是主啊，你难道要洗我的脚吗
？Yeah, but then Jesus replies, "Like, oh, you do not know what I'm doing, but later you will understand."
耶稣说，你现在不知道我在干什么，但是你之后会明白的。
Because Jesus was the one who was the first person initiate.
因为耶稣是第一个行动者。
He was become more vulnerable.
他是第一个啊，表现出自己破碎的人。
他 he knew he was the first person who knelt down.
他是一个第一个下跪的人。
And when you see true love, sometimes it's actually offensive.
当你看到这个真爱的时候，有的时候会非常的怎么说呢？充满着这个争议。
Mm-hmm. Because we don't see it so often, and then when we see it, it's like Peter, we got shocked.
这个因为这种事情是不是这么常见的？我们当看到这种行为的时候，我们会感到震惊。
It's like when you sometimes, that's like I said sometimes before, like if you see somebody so desperately in love, you think that it's kind of like you're just daydreaming. You don't even able to accept.
当我们看到一个人是这么这个疯狂的爱的时候，他们会觉得，
就是被人家觉得叫什么 ？I don't know how to say it. It's like it's you don't you could not accept. It's like offensive. That's what I'm trying to say.
就是有可能是这个人他的动作非常的争议性很大，我们也许不会觉得这个东西太奇特，我们接受不了。
Mm-hmm. It's like in the Chinese culture, we're not used to express love.
就是在我们中国传统的这个文化里，我们并不是很擅长表达爱。
And then if somebody just tells you I love you,
如果有天某个人就突然说我爱你，
what happened to you? How would you respond? I was like 毛骨悚然， all my pores opened. It's like oh, I cannot take it.
如果一个人突然对说我爱你，我也许对于大多数人来说感觉就是毛骨悚然的，就感觉太肉麻了。
Yeah, but the first person who opened up, right?
对。
But the first person who opened up is you become vulnerable because people may look at you like, oh.
就是你第一个说爱别人的人，通常就是很脆弱的，因为其他人就会觉得你是个疯子，或者很不理解你的行为。
Mm-hmm.But then this is what happened here is when Jesus was the first one who opened up and said, I basically he serves them. It's like showing love. And then Peter was like, I cannot take this. This is weird.
就像耶稣在这里，他是第一个敞开的人，他表现出自己的这种敞开。然后彼得就说，这个东西太奇怪了，我现在接受不了。
Yeah. But then you know what happened is if you want to experience love, you need to be vulnerable.
就是我们要每个人要经历爱，首先你要一破碎，
你要成为，你要敞开，
你要敞开，你要展现出自己的弱点，或者是那种说法。
And that's why it's risky. And it's like here he said, even though Peter did not understand, he was first unable to open up because you know the feet is stinky, gross, dirty.
大家知道这个脚是非常的肮脏，然后非常的臭。
Because back in those days, they all wear sandals, you know.
因为那个时候大家都穿那种草鞋啊，那种。
And then there's a lot of sand.
然后就有好多的沙子，还有那个地方。
So, but I want to invite you, if you think back of your life.
这时候大家可以想一想，我们回想我们的这个人生当中。
How did you feel about where you've been and what you have done all your life?
我们想想我们这个一生到底都做了些什么。
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about them?
你会有什么感觉对自己所做的事情？
And then through this last week, remember we were invited to pray every day and then repent, right?
对，我们上周我们要邀请所有的人来，然后我们大家一起悔改，然后一起祷告。
每一天 ，right， 在微信上面。
对，在微信上面每一天。
And then as I was praying, engaging that prayer, and I felt like Holy Spirit really like started to work in my life.
就是当我当时在祈祷的时候，我突然觉得圣灵确实在我的生命中在说话。
Just the first couple days of praying.I already felt like God was shining lights into my life.
就在刚刚开始祷告的几天，那个刚开始几天，我就觉得上帝正在我的生命中做工。
And then God just showed me, if you think back of your life, where you have been, what you have done.
上帝就是在告诉你，在告诉我啊，我们的这个我的生活中到底做了些什么，我成就了些什么。
从我过去从小到大 from when I was young until I grow up until all the things that I experienced the wounds and hurts
就是我从小到大所受过的所有的
这个过程，
然后所有受过的伤，受过的这个屈辱。
When you think back, I don't know how would you feel.
当每次你回想的时候，我不知道你会有什么感觉。
Maybe there was things that you feel shameful about.
有些时候你会想起那些让你羞耻的事情。
Or maybe there's things that you feel disappointed.
有些时候你会想起令你失望的事情。
And there were so many brokenness and imperfection.
里面有好多的破碎还有不完美。
Or maybe there is regrets or things that you can't share with anybody.
或者是有一些你不想跟任何人去分享的一些事情。
Or if there are those who hurt you or you have hurt other people, I don't know.
也许是你伤害了别人，或者是你被人伤害。
I just wonder, would you be able to open these things up to Jesus?
我在想，大家会不会把这些事情都敞开心扉跟耶稣基督说呢
？And let Jesus come to those places and wash you.
邀请耶稣基督能够进到我们这些记忆的深处来清洁我们。
And touch those sensitive areas where nobody can touch.
可以让他来这个进入到我们这个最敏感的部位，最敏感的这些地方，让他来治疗、清洁、帮助我们。
That so that you can be healed.
所以你可以被医治。
Just like Peter here, his feet is the stinkiest part.
就像在这里的彼得一样，他的这个脚是他最臭、最脏的地方。
For ladies' feet, maybe it's a bit better, but I don't know about men's feet, right?
对，他们说，大家都知道女生的脚也许会好一些，但是这是个男生，这个大男人的脚。
If you think about men's feet, it must be sweaty, stinky.
也许是个汗脚，也许非常臭。
But that's why I say it signifies where you have been in your life. There are so many things is.That 可能卡在脚缝 you know what I'm saying? There is things that is dirtiest and sensitive that is stuck in your life, in your heart.
有的时候我们心中那些怎么说呢负面的事情也许就像我们脚那个彼得脚上的泥沙一样本来这个美好的脚现在全是肮脏污秽不堪
But would you be allowed Jesus show it to him?
你愿意向耶稣展示这个展示你的这个所有的负面嘛，就像这个彼得看伸出了他的那个肮脏不堪的脚一样。
Yeah, and honestly, what I said in this last week, as I was praying before God and God showed me my life, and I just had a moment of encounter.
对，就像我刚才说的，在上周我们祷告的时候，当上帝在我展现我一生中所经历的事情，我当时就遇见了神。
I felt God was saying.I just saw that. I just said one phrase. I said, "Yes, God, I. What is that word? I don't know. I feel. Yes, Lord, I am a sick person."
对，当时我对耶稣的回忆是：是的，主，我是一个不完全的人。
我是有病的。
我是有病的人。
I have weaknesses.
我有自己的软弱。
I have been broken.
我破碎过。
And if are you able to admit that in front of God?
所以大家可以大家也会像我这样这个在神面前承认这些错误。
Are you willing to admit that in front of God?
你愿意在神的面前承认这些自己的不完全吗
？Especially the sensitive places.
尤其是在你最敏感的。事情上
And then what happened is in my encounter, I saw Jesus.
就在我最重要的是在这个过程中，我看到了我遇见了神，遇见了耶稣。
That I saw Jesus what he said to me in return.
然后我听到耶稣他对我说些什么。
He said, "When you admit that, yes, I said, God, yes, I am a sick person." And then Jesus says, "Yes, this is exactly why I am here."
当时我对耶稣说，耶稣，我是一个有病的人。这时候耶稣对我的回答是对这就是为什么我出现在这里
And so he said yes I know about all these things
耶稣说是的我知道你所有的事情
I know all these things have happened to you in the past
我知道这些所有的事情发生在你的身上在过去的一段时间里
And this is exactly why I am here to serve you
这就是为什么我现在要在这里来服侍你
And I just pray that today and this morning that you will experience that Jesus is here. He's willing to kneel before you and serve you.
所以我今天想让大家知道是耶稣基督他愿意 跪在你的面前 愿意去服侍你。
He's willing to cleanse whatever had happened to you in the past.
他愿意去清洁你过去所犯的一切的过错还有不洁净。
Yet we cannot be just all so afraid to show or so shameful by ourselves and hide, but we need to open ourselves up to him and show it to him.
我们不能很腼腆，很这个close，很那个封闭，把自己所有的这个事情都埋在自己的心底。 我们当神在我们面前的时候，我们应该愿意敞开，愿意接受他的治疗。
Because like what Jesus was saying, if you don't let me wash you, you have no part with me.
就像这个经文里说的是，如果你不能，如果你不洗我的脚的话，你就不会成为我。你跟我无份。你就跟我无份， right?
Amen.
Amen.
And I just pray that this morning, let God washes you.
所以我们现在祈祷，我们在这个今天能够让上帝能够清洁我们。
And then the last couple of points, I'll just go really quickly, is that God's love is consistent and never changed.
所以我就要说的是，上帝的爱是恒久的，它是不会变的。
Because when I look at the scripture here, is you know what happened? Is when Peter says, I'm going to love you to the end. I will not deny you. And Jesus says, is that true? You are going to deny me three times.
其实这个例子就是在这个经文中，彼得说：“主啊，我愿意，我永远也不会背叛你。”但是主耶稣知道这个彼得会三次的不认主。But
during that time, God, Jesus still choose to die for Peter.
但是耶稣基督还是选择去为他们舍命。There
are moments of us intentionally denying Jesus, maybe.
在我们的一生中，也许我们也会这个特意的否定神，或者是做了一些违背神的意思的事情。That
because we are ashamed of being a follower of Jesus.
也许我们也许会觉得当基督徒是一件很羞耻的事情。And
there are times we fail to be a good testimony.
也许有的时候我们没有完成神的旨意，成为一个好的见证。Or
we fail to follow Jesus because we are afraid of rejection.
有的时候我们没有跟从耶稣，因为我们当时惧怕我们被拒绝。Or
we are afraid of persecution or circumstances.
也许是我们在某些时候，没有承认我们是门徒，就是因为惧怕一些迫害。But
you know what? Even when your weakest moment.
但是当在你最脆弱的时候，Jesus
still loves you.
神还是爱你的。Amen. Amen.
That Jesus still washes Peter's feet.
耶稣仍然愿意去洗彼得的脚。And
then Jesus still willing to die for him in the cross.
耶稣依然愿意为他在十字架上所死。Because
even though you are unable at the time to love him back.
就算当时 彼得不能对他表现出他的爱。
But he still loves you is not because you are able.
上帝爱你并不是因为他觉得你会爱回来。Because
he knows that once you've been touched by his powerful love and once you understand how big and powerful his love is for you, you will change. One day you'll be able.
因为神知道，当他对你彰显他对你的这种强大的这种 这种无与伦比的爱之后，总有一天，你可以回应他的爱的。Amen.
Because it's not because your love is strong now, but because your love will grow strong.
并不是我们现在的爱非常的强，而是因为我们的爱将来会逐渐成长，变得很强。Because
if you continuously experience the amazing love He has for you, your love will grow.
因为你如果一直的这个体验，一直的在生活中体验到神对我们这种 无与伦比的爱的时候，我们的爱心也会，我们的爱也会渐渐的成长。
It's like Peter, even though he denied Jesus three times, and later on Jesus restored him three times.
就像现在这个彼得在这里不信主说了三次，他在之后耶稣基督却回复他，不是、
mm-hmm.
却。
建立他，重建他的时候，却重建他了三次。He just asked, "Do you love me?" Remember?
大家记得，他就说，你爱我吗
？And then Jesus asked him again, "Do you love me?"
然后耶稣又问他，你爱我吗
？He asked him three times.
耶稣问了他三次，你爱我吗
？God restored him three times. Every time he failed, God restored him.
每次他失败的时候，上帝都让他重鼓信心。
And that's why I was saying God's love never fails. He is constant. He loves you in your weakest moment.
所以就是我们说的，上帝从来不会上帝会爱你，一直持续不变。他会在你最，甚至是在你最脆弱的时候，他也会一直爱你。
And the last I want to say is that his love may look like it's ridiculous and wasteful because he loves even to his enemy, Judah.
有的时候神的爱也许对我们来说，有的时候我们会觉得他非常的不理智，甚至是有点浪费，因为在这里他是对他的背叛他的人犹大也展现出他的爱。
You know that he even washes Judah's feet?
大家知道他连犹大的脚他也洗了。
You know that he actually gave a bread, he dipped the bread in his bowl and gave it to Judah?
大家还记得在这个经文中他说了他蘸了这个面包然后递给了犹大。
He knew what he was going to do. He knew Judah's heart was already hardened and decided to betray him.
因为这个时候他已经清楚地知道犹大的心已经叛变了，已经决定要出卖他了。
But then Jesus' heart, his love extends so far to even his enemy.
但耶稣的爱是这么的这个宽广，他甚至爱他的敌人。
Remember the verses that says, "You have heard what it was said: Love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But remember, Jesus taught people. He said, "Love your," I tell you, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
他记得大家，耶稣曾经他有一段经文是当爱你的邻舍，你们听过有这样的吩咐，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。可是我告诉你们，当爱你们的仇敌，为迫害你们的祈祷。
Remember that was his teaching, and he truly lived it out.
大家还记得这是神的教导吗？但是耶稣基督他却确实的实行出来。
At that moment, he showed us that he is what he teaches.
在那个时候，他就彰显了一个他是言出必行的人。
That he loved, his love extends so far to those who hate him.
他的爱远到甚至能爱他的这个爱他的仇敌。
Remember, in another verse, it says, "You see, at the right moment when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly."
还有一段经文是，当我们还软弱的时候，耶稣基督就照锁定的日期为不敬虔的人死了。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though a good person, someone might possibly dare to die.
为义人死是少有的，为好人死或有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
But God demonstrated His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 这里讲完。
神对我们的爱就在此显明了。
And that's how amazing God's Jesus' love was.
这就是神的爱的这个伟大。
Is that he extended so far? He decided that he will love all the way.
神的爱是如此的宽广，他决定他要爱所有的人。
He decides to love to the end.
他决定他要爱到直到永久。
直到底。Not because of the circumstance was easy.
不是因为现在的这个情况非常的容易。
Not because you are lovely.
也并不是因为我们多么的可爱。
It's not because you're performing well.
也并不是我们表现的多好。
It's because he is love.
那是因为他就是爱。
He decides from eternity to eternity, he will love you.
他决定在自古恒有，他就爱你，还有一直爱你。
And his love will not change.
他的爱是不会变的。
And he believes that when you get touched by this love, you will also become like the him.
并且他也相信，当你被这个他的这种爱所触碰之后，你也会像他一样爱别人。
Amen.
Amen.
And I know it's we let's come to the communion part because I just pray, Lord, that this morning.God's love will touch us once more.
让我们来到我们圣餐的时候啊，求主能够保守我们，能够让我们让神你的爱再触碰我们一次。
I'll just can Yuan San, can you play the music softly in the background?
袁山弟兄，能不能放一下这个音乐
？I'll just pray and I'll bless. I just want you to have some quiet time. I really like the question I asked you earlier today. Are you willing to show your weakest point?
在这个享受圣餐之前，我们大家有一点点时候，大家真的愿意在主面前脆弱一点。
That he will reach so far to you and your life.
Okay,
so willing to cleanse you.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing.